This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Israel's military said it was boosting its forces in the occupied West Bank a day after a Palestinian gunman shot dead 7 people on the outskirts of Jerusalem, and another shooting attack in the city on Saturday wounded 2 people. The attacks come towards the end of a month of growing confrontation and follow an Israeli raid in the West Bank that killed 9 Palestinians, including 7 gunmen, and cross-border fire between Israel and Gaza that heightened fears of a spiral in bloodshed. Here's the AP's Jackie Quinn with more.
Anger and confusion in East Jerusalem after a Palestinian gunman opened fire outside a synagogue during the Jewish Sabbath, leading to deaths and injuries. The 21-year-old gunman was found by police and shot and killed. It's the deadliest attack against Jewish Israelis in years, and it raises the prospect of more bloodshed. Earlier, Palestinian supporters had rallied in Jerusalem to protest the raid at the Jenin refugee camp that left 9 Palestinians dead. After the synagogue attack, Palestinians held celebrations in several locations across the Gaza Strip, handing out large trays of sweets to passersby. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni flew to Tripoli on Saturday, where she is expected to agree to a major gas deal aimed at boosting energy supplies to Europe, despite the insecurity and political chaos in the North African country. And retired NATO General Petro Pavel beats billionaire former Prime Minister Andres Babis as polling ends in the Czech presidential runoff. This is VOA News.